book, identifies himself as Habakkuk, the prophet. But otherwise, he gives no personal or family background, nor does his name, which means embrace, appear anywhere else in Scripture. This fact, he references the director of music, suggests that he may have also been a Levite and a musician in Jerusalem. Unlike other Old Testament prophets, Habakkuk does not date his prophecy by referring to contemporary kings. However, the fact he was concerned about God using the Babylonians as an instrument of his judgment against Judah suggests a time when Babylon was already a world power and the invasion of Judah was imminent. Nebuchadnezzar defeated the Egyptians in the Battle of Carchemish in 605 BC, the last strong nation to oppose Babylonian expansion. If the description of the Babylonian army in verses chapter 1 and 6 through 11 refers to the Babylonians' march towards Carchemish, then the date of this prophecy is 606 to 605 BC, during the early years of Judah's king Jehoiakim. Unlike his Jeremiah, Habakkuk does not prophesy to backslidden Judah. He writes instead to help the godly remnant in Judah in understanding God's ways with regard to their sinful nation and its approaching judgment. Having himself wrestled with the disturbing problem of God using a deplorable and wicked people like the Babylonians to swallow up his people in judgment, Habakkuk assures fellow believers that God will deal with all wickedness at the appointed time. In the meantime, the righteous will live by his faith and not by their own understanding, and will rejoice in the Lord God as their Savior. There are five major themes in this prophecy. First, the book records the prophet's thoughts and conversations with God and the prophetic revelations. Two, it has three distinct literary forms: dialogue between the prophet and God, then there's classic prophetic woes, and finally there's a prophetic song. While in chaotic times, Habakkuk shows unshakable faith in the Lord and concern for revival. The prophet's vision and prayer to God in chapter 3 is one of the most God-honoring in the Bible. Finally, his personal testimony and strong stand on the issue of faith is one of the strongest of all Old Testament prophets. Habakkuk's statement in chapter 2, verse 4, that the righteous will live by faith, is the Old Testament text used by Paul in his doctrine of justification by faith. He quotes this verse in Romans 1, verse 17, and in Galatians 3, 11. It also appears in Hebrews 10, 37 through 38. Habakkuk asks the question, why God doesn't do something about the evil so dominant in Judah, his own country. God responds by stating that he was sending the Babylonians to punish Judah. This seems only to confuse the prophet more, as he wanted to know why God was punishing the people with a nation more wicked than they were. In the end, the prophet learned to trust God and to live by faith in God's way, regardless of the circumstances. Habakkuk had been praying to God to stop the wrong he saw among the covenant people. Yet God seemed to be doing nothing but tolerating violence, injustice, and the destruction of the righteous. The question is dealt with, the age-old theme, why does God wait so long to punish evil, and why are our prayers generally not answered quickly? Note, however, that these complaints came out of a heart of faith. It is the righteous who at the end of time will emerge victorious. The righteous are contrasted with the proud and the ungodly whose lives are not upright. The heart of the righteous are turned to God, and they want to be his children, to have close fellowship with him and to obey his will. The righteous must live in this world by faith in God. Here faith means a steadfast trust in God whose ways are right, personal loyalty to him as Savior and Lord, and the moral steadfastness to follow his ways. Paul develops this theme in Romans chapter 1 and also in Galatians 3. Habakkuk knew that his people's sin would bring judgment in this situation. So he made two petitions to the Lord first. He prayed for God to come among the people with the manifestations of his power. And secondly, the prophet knew that God's people would not survive if the Lord did not intervene in their lives with an outpouring of his grace and spirit. Only then would there be true spiritual life among them. Habakkuk also prayed that in times of distress for the Lord's people, that God would remember to be merciful. Without mercy, the people would not be sustained. As the foundation of the church is being shaken today, and trouble seems to be everywhere, we too need to plead with God to manifest himself and manifest his mercy and his power afresh in order that a spiritual life and renewal come to us, his people. Isaiah 57:15. For thus saith the one who is high and lifted up, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with him who is of a contrite and lowly spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite. May the Lord of peace guide you today.